All right, let's get to our usual wrap-up to Crunch Time on a Tuesday.
I am going to start with Buddy Hield, I ask.
What are you doing?
Oregon fans already cringe a little when I bring up this dude. Now, we get a double cringe because Buddy Hield broke a cardinal rule of dude. If there are the Ten Commandments of dude law, this is probably going to be number one or number two behind thou shalt not urinate in the stall next to another dude if there are more stalls open. But I'm sure you all saw it. Buddy decided to punch DeMarcus Cousins in the crotch. Cousins was setting a pick, and Hield decided to punch him square in the man region. I mean, one, it violates dude law, which we've established. But beyond that, it's also DeMarcus Cousins. And I'm a little surprised Hield didn't just kind of ball up in the fetal position and apologize at the top of his lungs right after it happened. We all know it. DeMarcus Cousins is a scary person, and beyond the size and overall rage he shows 99% of the time, he's kind of a loose cannon. Literally could have done like a Mortal Kombat finishing move on heel, then I wouldn't have been surprised. Buddy, thou shalt not punch another dude in the jewels. Thou shalt not punch really scary DeMarcus Cousins in the jewels. Way more than that, as we ask.
What are you doing?
So it's a rare time you could ask the question and answer with his name. Buddy Hurt? Nope.
Hield.
Buddy Hield.
Hield.
Oh, okay.
Or Yield.
To every bent out of shape knucklehead that six Patriots won't visit the White House, I ask.
What are you doing?
Why do you care? Were you this bent out of shape when American Ryder Cup golfers refused to visit the Clinton White House because his tax policies made it impossible for them to afford a plane ticket? Were you this bent when Brady himself took a pass 2 years ago over a scheduling conflict? The season's over. It's their time. Who cares? We've all seen the ceremony. President at the podium, maybe the coach or the owner or a star player. Rest of them are in the back reacting to a guy getting a jersey of a team he likely could care less about that he'll never wear. Find a better way to spend your time, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To the Catholic Youth Organization and St. John's School in New Jersey, I ask.
What are you doing?
Here we go again. Last week, I called out a school for expelling a girl from school for wanting to play basketball on a boys' team. Same deal, same state, same religion, different schools. St. John's is a school in Jersey, and their fifth grade team had 9 boys and 2 girls on it who had played together since the first grade. The league's director, who apparently hadn't noticed or didn't care in the 4 years that the girls were on the team, got a formal complaint from a person in Kenilworth, the same town where the original story came from last week, and told the team that the girls wouldn't be allowed to play the final 2 games of their season, and that because they had played illegally, that the team's previous wins were going to be wiped out. The team then tried to play their next game anyways, and the referees said they were informed to not work if the girls tried to play. This is when I remind you the kids are in fifth grade. The coach let them vote on it. Do you play as a forfeit, or do you sit the girls? All 11 players voted to play. But unfortunately, the so-called grown-ups on the other team didn't agree. They literally took their kids and walked out of the gym. This is our society. Fifth graders with more guts than grown-ups. Pathetic stuff, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To the Oklahoma City Thunder basketball fans, I ask.
What are you doing?
We've discussed this. Durant leaving hurt. You guys were solid half away from the NBA Finals. Maybe first ever title. Yeah, I know Seattle won in 1979. Not sure anyone in the greater OKC metro area cared. But the performance, some of you, just some vile, moronic, some anti-gay signs, traitor. Considering the current political climate, that seems kind of ignorant and out of place. No reason to be happy about his decision for sure, and boo the hell out of him. But the personal middle school playground stupidity, I know it's asking a lot, but be better, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Apparently that is a lot to ask nowadays.
Right,
be
civility.
To the U.S. Tennis Association, I ask.
What are you doing?
This one is so bad. So there was a Fed Cup tournament in Hawaii a couple days ago, and before Andrea Petkovic and Allison Risk, you know, matched up, a soloist sang both Germany's and America's national anthems, as is custom. Unfortunately for the German side of it, the soloist sang a version of Germany's anthem that has been banned since Nazi-era Germany because it contains the phrase, Germany, Germany, above all else, instead of unity and justice and freedom for the German fatherland. Might not sound like much to you or I, but to Germans, it is an absolute disgrace because the original version has been banned since World War II because, you know, Nazis and Hitler. Petkovic called it the epitome of ignorance and said it is the worst thing that has ever happened to her in her life. Not just tennis, her entire life. Germany's coach said she almost cried, and it's an absolute scandal. Germany's players and fans tried to drown out the singing with the correct version while it was happening, but the damage was done. The USTA apologized in writing and in person for it. But is this something that really needs you to be reminded of? 2017, I guess, guys. 2017, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To, I'm going to say, former NFL rush end, Alden Smith, I ask.
What are you doing?
Wow. Yeah, I get the whole innocent until proven guilty. I also get that certain people are always using that because they're always in trouble. He already put his career in jeopardy because of all kind of things. Substance abuse, hit and run, violating policy. The police know him by name. But now, as he's a month from applying for reinstatement, cops end up at his home early Saturday morning. He's being investigated for domestic violence. The case remains under active investigation. The question, is it that hard to avoid the cops? How about 3 a.m? New rule. Stop being awake from 1:30 in the morning through sunup. That'll be a really, really good start. I bet you could eliminate like 80% of the problems legally in this country, as we ask.
What are you doing?